Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 4th. The grains closed sharply lower, with March corn down 16 and 3/4 cents at 653 and 3/4. March wheat down 30 cents at 745 and a half, and March beans down 6 and 3/4 cents at 1483 and a half. Now, this is second day in the row the funds have just pounded the corn and wheat out here. They're already short a lot of wheat. After today, I've got them about 78,000 contracts short. They're still long 145,000 contracts of corn. So, you know, it looks like they want to be selling out here. And despite any fundamentals, not that there are any really friendly fundamentals, but the technicals have taken over here and the funds continue to sell. I think wheat was a little bit overdone here today, down 30 cents. But, you know, once these funds get in the mood, it's kind of hard to stop them. This is certainly a very poor way to start the new year with corn, beans, and wheat all closing lower for the year now. This was the first day the beans did it. Corn and wheat's the second day in a row, which doesn't look good to me from a technical standpoint. The dollar was down 30 ticks, but that was no help. The talk is that the Russians are selling an awful lot of cheap wheat out there. Prices in Europe sharply lower, so that led to more selling out here today. You know, again, we know how bad our exports are. Inspections were less than 100,000 metric tons this week. We'll see what the export sales are tomorrow, or Friday rather. No export sales tomorrow because of the holiday, but we'll get them on Friday. I would imagine they're going to be pretty light on the wheat. Corn, you know, I think it's a matter that the funds were long a lot more than anybody thought out here. And the last 2 days, we've seen the funds start to bail out of some of these long positions. Is it in sympathy with the wheat? Partially. Is it better soil moisture profiles out there? It is. The only real problem I see out here for the time being in the U.S. is Kansas. They're still too dry. But Nebraska, Colorado have all had some pretty good rains, and they've been pretty dry. Most everybody in the Midwest has had some good rains. We expect the Mississippi River to come up. As a matter of fact, I think with this storm out on the West Coast, we're going to see a real improvement in water levels for the Northwest and into Idaho, Montana. So we just don't see anything particularly friendly out here for the time being. Crude oil was down $4.02 a barrel. That certainly didn't help. That's about $2 away from a new contract low close. So there's just nothing particularly friendly out here. And starting off the year this way, it just puts us in a bad light. And I think it's, you know, giving fair warning that, you know, $6 new crop corn and $8 new crop wheat and $14 new crop beans are not bad sales out here. They still have plenty of profitability in them, and you can't afford this year to not have some kind of protection and wind up paying huge input prices. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.